Really like all your calls, but there's a lot of news stories I missed. Budweiser joins Coke, Pepsi brands at sitting out the Super Bowl. They're going to take the money they would have spent on Super Bowl ads, and they're going to use it to coronavirus vaccination awareness efforts. What in the world's Budweiser got to do with coronavirus? It's one, it's not a vaccine. But you see how these corporations all line up? You see how they have an agenda? They're in lockstep. I mean, Budweiser, Pepsi, all they compete with each other. They disagree on tons of stuff. When it comes down to the real important, salient point, when it's time to go for their corporate agenda and pushing this, they are like that. Maybe Christians, maybe we should take a lesson. Let's learn from Budweiser and the Muslims. We got to learn from the Muslims and Budweiser.
Exactly. I'm not drinking any of their crap either.
There's my blessing bride there. She's back here. Are you fired up today? Or are you okay?
I'm okay.
Okay. We got a caller, Joe, in Kansas. We're going to finish with Joe, and then we got Jason on hold. Joe, you still there?
Yes.
Where do you think this is going? I mean, everybody's anxious right now. What do you think is most important? Where do you think this is going? What's most important, and where is this going?
Well, there's probably two or three most important things. Of course, one of them is to be a true Christian. I don't believe in religion. I just believe in being a Christian. And that's, of course, is paramount because, and I'm not trying to be funny, but we're not getting out of here alive anyway.
And, good point.
I mean, it is kind of funny, and it isn't kind of funny. It's gallows humor, but we are not getting out of here alive. And I don't know whether, you know, and I'm sure I have an NSA file, and I'm sure this call will add to it. But, you know, you have to not worry about that, I guess. I don't know.
Well, how do you think I feel, Joe? If you got an NSA file, think about me. I feel.
Well, you and anybody associated with GCN, InfoWars, anybody on and all the other broadcast networks, I'm sure they have an NSA file. But I'm, you know, back to the military coup. I'm hoping that the military coup happens because I don't know how it can be too. They have a bad habit of going bad, but I don't know how it can be too much worse than what we're going to have anyway.
Wow. Well, I really appreciate you.
We're either looking at Revelation now, very, very soon in the next few years. I think some people argue that a lot, but I think there's more things that have actually happened than we realize, you know, on our march to that. And I don't believe in the rapture. I don't think God's going to pull us out of here. I don't like that attitude amongst Christians when they say, well, we're going to be pulled out of here. I don't have to worry about it. Well, does that, you know, you call yourself a Christian, but you don't worry about the hell that the people and the animals are going to go through that are going to be left. You know, how can you be a Christian and feel that way?
Ooh. Well, it's another difference of you believe in dominion. You believe in the kingdom. God wants you to possess the kingdom, rule right now, or you don't. Or, you know, bring heaven on earth or just live here and then check on out. God gave us dominion. We have dominion. So use it. That's what I would say. Anyway, last thought is yours, Joe. Great call. Thank you for everybody who called today. Last thought is yours, buddy.
I'll just go back to that. I hope the Steve Pachinik's military coup is correct because he told Alex Jones a week ago last Thursday, about 12 days ago. He said, "You don't know what a military coup looks like. There is one going on. So let's hope because that's the only hope we got left."
On that level, you're right. I mean, for the it's a different world. I mean, if this is allowed to stand, this is a different world, ladies and gentlemen. Joe, thank you so much for everything. God bless, and thank you for your support and your words today. Very, very fantastic. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for what you're doing. Keep it up, because the legacy that you're carrying on is a good one.
Well, thank you so much. I'm glad that means a lot. That means probably more to me than anybody says that I did not let Joyce down. You know, that I didn't let Joyce down, that I'm not letting Joyce down. Thank you for saying that. We have one of our favorite guests, favorite product lines, Grown by Nature, Jason Derkovich, the inventor of it, family man. He's been going through a lot of things. We're very glad that he's on today. We don't have Dr. Llewellyn from across the pond, as they say. But we got Jason and my wife's here to talk about her experience with Grown by Nature. We love Grown by Nature. Jason, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thank you so much, Daniel, for having me on. Appreciate it.
Well, I'll just start there with you. What's most impressive, what's most important to you with everything health-wise that's going on?
Well, I guess if you just take a look in the current, you can't escape the talk of COVID, all this that's going on. So we're right at the forefront when it first began and they started talking about COVID and the novel virus and how to treat it, what to do. So we were at the forefront as far as being able to supply and meet that demand immediately for when they were saying for zinc and copper and also vitamin C and also, a various range of support nutrients that basically that's what the same message that we've been sharing for the last, 15 years now with Grown by Nature. And I have to second that last caller's sentiment to you, Daniel. You not only are carrying on her legacy, but you're doing a great job with that and continuing to shine on the light that Joyce had brought forth. So it's truly an honor and a blessing to be working with you guys and sharing this message out there. So for the last 15 years, this is the message that we're trying to put out there, is that when the whole world seems to be going crazy and which way do we go to, keep our health and our loved ones safe health-wise? It's so easy to get duped in the marketplace with what's available. And, there's hundreds of different products out there on the shelves. And if they were all, somewhat comparable, then it would be, like, okay, well, then take your choice. But the reality is when people actually are now to just go shop on their own, 99% of those brands on the shelves will be identical chemicals, and they're all made in pharmaceutical labs that have no business inside our bodies. And when you really get down to how these chemicals are produced and manufactured, when you really start evaluating the true health aspect of which we're trying to supplement these nutrients with, it doesn't make sense. How would a coal tar replace my B vitamins in my diet? Or how would nail polish remover acetone with hydrochloric acid processed from hydrogenated sugar replace the vitamin C in my oranges and my kiwis in my diet? And the truth is that they can never replace, and they can never even come close to supplementing that which is lost in our diet. So the reality is we're lost when we go to the supermarket if we don't exactly know what it is we're looking at. So that's what we are here for with Grown by Nature, is to say you don't have to keep continuing looking, that we are actually offering what it is that you're looking for. So when your bodies are in need of nutrients, we're providing those nutrients to you in the same form that is missing in your diet with Grown by Nature. No other supplement company can say that.
Let's talk about diet. It used to be, well, I'll just eat more, or I'll eat this, or I'll eat an orange, or what have you. You probably could say that in 1875. You really can't say that today. Address that for people. Make that crystal clear. You can eat a good diet. You can eat a quote-unquote healthy diet, and you're not getting the nutrients you need. Why? Is that correct, and why is it?
Well, that's exactly correct, and I forget exactly who the quote's attributed to, but they're saying that we cannot eat enough food in its current state to supply the nutrients our body needs. And the reason for that, and people test their soils frequently, and they say, oh, well, there's a good mineral composition in the soil, so here's a good plant or a place for me to put my plant and to grow our nutrients for.
So NPK, all the, I mean, even, I've had a big garden, but NPK, that's all they care about, nitrogen, phosphorus, and whatever it is. NPK, that's all they put in the soil.
Exactly, and so just with the NPK, there's so many other micronutrients and stuff that get, tossed the curb on that, and therefore it started creating an imbalance within that soil structure of what's available. But the real problem is the soil activity or the vitality within the soil. There's millions and trillions of microorganisms that is the life within the soil that breaks down these rocks and allow these minerals to be uptaken by the roots that are growing from there. So these soil microorganisms, trillions upon them, are what are responsible for actually being delivered to the roots of plants that are growing, so that they can become into our tomatoes or our oranges or kiwis. So without that life vitality in the soil, it's not going to translate to the fruits and the vegetables that we're ingesting. And a British researcher, Anne-Marie Mayer, in the 1990s, she did a composition study where she studied samples from fruits and vegetables from the 1940s and compared them with the samples that she was getting in the 1990s. And all across the board, she was seeing sharp declines in iron, selenium, magnesium. All of the nutrients were dropping at, 80-90% of what they once were. And that's alarming, considering that was in the 1990s. Here we are in 2021. This is almost 30 years even later. I can't even understand, or I can't even fathom where we are today nutrient-wise within our food. So even the best organic foods, the best nuts, grains, beans, whatever it is, they're all lacking what they once had. So therefore, we're trying to make up for that by supplementing our diet. So the definition of supplementing is adding or getting back to our diet that which is lost. So you're replacing what is lost in our foods by trying to take these pills. And a lot of people, that might be the healthiest thing that they're doing all day in their mind, is taking these one-a-day tablets or taking two of the one-a-day tablets because they want to be healthier. Little do they know that that's probably one of the worst things that they just consume through that day, regardless of the McDonald's or whatever lunches that we're having as a fast food, just to fill our stomachs. But then when our body really needs nutrients and we're trying to supplement, it's not going to happen when you're taking the pharmaceutical-grade chemicals. That's only going to push our bodies further out of balance.
Let me summarize or go back over a couple things I think they're real important that you and other guests that we've had, they're all saying the same thing. That disease comes from lack of nutrients or toxicity. And toxicity a lot of time comes from lack of nutrients because you need certain nutrients to detoxify, but that's another story. But, that's what disease, it's very simple, ladies and gentlemen. There's two causes of pretty much every disease, all disease. Lack of nutrients or toxicity. Okay, that's it. Chalk it up, write it down, put it on your board. That's it. You got a problem? It's almost certainly one of those two problems or some combination. Right? We all agree on that. Every expert have come to that conclusion. Please make this crystal clear again. What I'm getting from you, you correct me if I'm wrong. You cannot eat enough food in the way things are presently, by store-bought food, even if it's organic. You cannot eat enough food to get the nutrients that you need. Is that true?
Nutrients-wise, yes. I mean, you'll get the dietary fibers, you'll get the proteins, the carbohydrates through the sugars and a very watered down version of the nutrients within that food, even the organic foods that once were. It really is alarming. For example, like as I was saying with that researcher, we go to selenium. Selenium is so important, and that's one of Dr. Llewellyn's main loves about nutrition is talking about the importance of selenium, because they found that when they reintroduced this organic, grown by nature, food, selenium, back to the diet, they were cutting cancer rates by more than 50%. And that was just because it is so vitally important within our diet. And if it's not there in our diet, as you were saying, our bodies require a good diet and the elimination of toxins. And a lot of that can both be done through the diet if we're feeding our body the proper nutrients. I could drive my car around without transmission fluid or oil for a day or so, and then, I could probably get to my location and back, but who knows, it might seize up on me halfway through that ride. I don't want to take that chance.
So
same thing with nutrients.
The thing that I said, and when I'm talking about the Power Mall and the different products and specifically grown by nature, if you're not getting these nutrients from Grown by Nature, if you're not getting them from the power mall, the different products, if you're not getting them there, then where are you getting? This may be the most important question for your health that you can ask. If I'm not getting them here for with Jason's products, if I'm not getting them here, where am I getting them? And that's not a, again, that's not a sales, but that's a health question. I think that everybody needs, where am I getting the nutrients I need? Where am I getting them? Everybody should ask that question. That's my opinion. Do you agree with me on that? Is that the most important question as far as a health wise that we can ask ourselves?
Well, that takes me back to Dr. Llewellyn, and he's my mentor throughout this whole process over the last 20 years of knowing him. He has a statement that really has become like my life mantra. Basically, we've always heard, we are what we eat. You are what you eat, Daniel. I am what I eat. Correct. However, Dr. Llewellyn's statement was, we are what we eat, we are what we drink, and we are what we breathe, and we are what we think. However, it's most important that we put thinking first so that we may make the appropriate decision upon what we eat, what we drink, and what we breathe. So with that mantra in my mind, it's always brought me back to saying, yeah, it's important to get food in, but we understand we need food in our bodies, and on top of that, we're being told we need to supplement. But now our thinking comes about, well, what is going to be best for my body? What is going to be the least toxic, which is not going to be a burden to my body? And that is what Grown by Nature offers. We offer these nutrients in the exact whole food, organic form, as God provides out in nature. These nutrients are not artificially manipulated, but they're actually grown. And that's, you know, when we came up with the name for this company, I wanted something that would separate us from the rest of the so-called competition out there. And that was the best I came up with. We are grown by nature while everyone else is pharmaceutically made by man.
Is it overstatement to say that Grown by Nature are the best line of vitamins and minerals out there? Is that overstatement?
No, that's by far, that's the most accurate statement I've heard on the airwaves today. Thank you, Daniel.
Well, that's the way I feel. I mean, I got my wife here. She's going to tell her stories and stuff. One thing before we get to her, we got a break. So before the break, let's get this. One of the worst things you said earlier, one of the worst things you can do is take a bad supplement. And people think, well, do you take vitamin C? Oh, yeah, I take vitamin C. Well, where'd you, you know, I got it at a big box store. I take it. Yeah, it's got all kind of vitamin C. Yeah, and I just cringe. Please help clarify this for people. Taking a bad supplement a lot of the time is worse than taking no supplement at all. Please clarify that.
I'll give you an example. Well, if your doctor said, hey, you need to go take selenium, and then you just went to the store, you asked the clerk, where's your selenium? They would point to an aisle, and they would say top shelf or lower shelf, and you'd go to that shelf. You'd see them arranged by price. You might turn half of them around. You'd see that they're all selling the same identical ingredient in there, which usually is in the form of sodium selenite. Now, if you were to further research sodium selenite, you would see that it's been implicated in causing mutations to DNA cells, which is a causation or a precursor towards cancer. So the selenium in our diets, which is so remarkably important to help our bodies when it's in the natural food form, as with Grown by Nature, can help your body with the effects and the onslaught of things that push towards cancer. But now you're going to supplement with sodium selenite, which actually might push you a lot further towards cancer quicker, because it's actually shown that it actually mutates DNA cells. And that's just one of them. I could go down the list of several other.
Name a couple of the major things. Like, I know vitamin C is a big deal, or vitamin C, you kind of mentioned that earlier. Mention a couple of the major ones.
Okay, well, vitamin C has a acid is made from hydrogenated sugar processed with acetone and also hydrochloric acid. That's the same.
You're cutting out. I don't know if you're moving around on yourself, or you're cutting out bad. On the break, we'll try to get a little better. But say that again.
Ascorbic acid. Can you hear me better now?
That's better, yeah. Ascorbic acid. You're talking about ascorbic acid.
Okay, so it's Yeah, ascorbic acid just says it's listed as a chemical. It provides no negative reductive chemical property to remove any or heavy metals within our body. It does not perform the same antioxidant effect inside the body or in vivo as when compared to the, have you ever seen studies on ascorbic acid? They're using a petri dish. That's in vitro studies. But once that chemical becomes ingested in our body, it does not have any antioxidant properties whatsoever. And that was published, published data, peer-reviewed studies as well, saying that ascorbic acid by itself had no antioxidant effect within inside the body. In contrast, in that same study, they had put our whole food vitamin C to the same test, and it showed that it had a remarkable antioxidant property. So then that's
okay,
let me
repeat, because maybe people can't hear you, especially shortwave. What he said was they tested ascorbic acid, the traditional hydrogenated sugar-derived ascorbic acid that most of the products that are out there. They tested it on it in vitro, which is a petri dish. It shows to have antioxidant properties. In vivo, you said, in the body, they found it has none, zero. And your body's got to get rid of it. Deal. It has zero antioxidant properties. That's a study came out. On the contrast, the whole food source where grown by nature, the grown by nature vitamins have incredible antioxidant properties, and because of the enzymes, because they're whole food, because they link up to the body. It's like a perfect marriage. It's like trying to put a peanut butter sandwich in a VCR. It just doesn't work. If you get a VCR tape, you can put a VCR tape in the VCR. You can't put a peanut butter sandwich in the VCR and expect it to work. Well, that's what these chemical vitamins are doing. You're putting a peanut butter sandwich in the VCR and expecting to watch Little Mermaid with your girls. I mean, that's what you're doing. And it's just not happening, ladies and gentlemen. It is not happening. This is such crucial information. It is not happening. We're about to go on a break on the other side. Let's go over, I love the information about selenium. Let's go over information on some of these certain vitamins, and my wife will tell her experience, being pregnant and just in general, her feelings about the vitamins. So, you ready on the other side, Tristan? You gonna be ready?
Yes, I'm just absorbing everything that is said. I love it. Do not buy your vitamins from Walmart, Target. Come on. Buy it grown by nature. It's the best. Come on now.
Stay tuned. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There you go. You're listening to the Power Hour.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
You know what my mission was when I started this, and I was so excited. I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using the Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
If you eat your mammoth food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
ThePowerMall.com. Joyce's vision still rings true today. Bring the best products, find them, coagulate them into one source, and sell them, and use it to fund the truth. How's that work? Fantastic. Helping you get healthier, helping the truth get out, spiritually, everything. Raising our vibration, raising our level, raising our awareness, raising our vibrating more with the divinity of God, because I promise you, God wants you healthy. Okay? I don't know everything about God. I know something about God. God wants you healthy. That's what I believe. ThePowerMall.com, 877-817-9829. Of course, the Grown by Nature products and all the other great things. We have my wife here. We have Jason Durkovich from Grown by Nature and Tristan. How you doing, Tristan? Welcome to the show.
What's up? I'm very excited to be here. Yep.
Well, very good. You see, are you nervous?
No.
You seem a little nervous.
Okay. I'm not nervous.
Okay. All right. Good. We have a Jason by Grown by Nature. Why don't you tell a little bit about your experience, what you've done with Grown by Nature and what that's meant to you. And then I know you got some different questions from. So just in general, what's your relationship with Grown by Nature vitamins?
Well, the past, couple years I've been pregnant. So I'm older too. So, you know, they worry about your health or whatever. But, I took Grown by Nature vitamins and I love them. I love the things I love the most is, I loved the Pro Mag.
So this has been like 3 years, right? Because you were taking them before, but then when you got pregnant.
I didn't take them as much with our older two.
No, you didn't. We didn't even know Jason.
Yeah.
So, you didn't take.
Time's a breeze, geez. Okay.
You sure you're not nervous? Are you okay?
Okay, I'm a little nervous.
Okay.
Just let me talk. Okay.
I just want to be clear. I called Jason or you talked to Jason. He said, hey, my wife's pregnant. What can we do? He said, oh, we got a whole program. Boom. And he shoved the whole program on you and boom.
Yes, he gave me all these wonderful pills. So ProMag was a big one. Multivitamin was a big one. Vitamin B, iron. You definitely need iron when you're pregnant. It just gives you tons of energy. Selenium, copper. I guess I took almost everything, and I'm so glad I did.
Tell about when you went to, you're dealing with the midwife and you were getting your, you know, testing your blood or testing your, you know, your urine every month, and just how the, all the tests went after you were taking your vitamins.
Well, they test your urine to make sure, or, and your blood to make sure your iron's okay, cause you gotta have enough iron for the baby. They test your, what they test me, my calcium, my red blood cells, my, oh, my blood sugar. My blood pressure, all that, and it was always good every single time.
And the, I know the one, I can't remember which one it was.
Oh. And they'd be like, oh, you know, when you're pregnant, you're going to get cramps, you're going to get this, you know, you might get lightheaded. I didn't get any of that. I never got cramps ever, and that is such a huge thing when you're pregnant, or like your back, because your back and your hips, they ache like crazy, usually. You know,
yeah.
When you're pregnant. But I would just take my Pro Magnesium. I love Pro Magnesium. I love Pro Magnesium. Sorry, I'm getting caught up in my thing. But I never had like those aches or those spasms, you know. And the doctors would be like, okay. And they'd be like, why are you so cheery? You're like almost due. They're like, you should be relaxing. And I'm like, well, I got to clean my house. I had all this energy. Anyways, see, well, I'm rambling on because I have so much energy, I guess.
All right, moving on. Jason, this is not the typical story when people talk about their pregnancy. I saw, even talking to the midwives, they would say, wow, you know, there's something different about you. We even talked to some of them about different vitamins or whatever, but it kind of went in one ear and out the other. They didn't grasp these things that you talked about the first segment. Kind of relate, is this typical for people who are pregnant, or what have you seen with pregnant women on this protocol?
Well, I have some remarkable stories myself to share. When my wife was pregnant with my son, 13, actually he just celebrated his 14th birthday, so a little, almost about 15 years ago, that's when I first approached Dr. Llewellyn with the good news that we were pregnant and, you know, what can we do? And he shared with me his protocol that he was giving all of his patients throughout the years, and we just transferred that to the Grown by Nature product and how we would, you know, feed my wife. And same, very similar stories, hardly any pains. The morning sicknesses were virtually non-existent. And then she, the biggest thing that struck me was when she went for her pre-gestational diabetes test. They did a glucose test where they give her like a little glucose solution, and then they test to see how much of the blood sugar spikes. And the nurse actually came back and she said, "This is actually kind of odd because you didn't really spike at all. Nothing." Nothing really to be alarmed about. There was hardly any spike. It really didn't fluctuate at all. So I shared that back with Dr. Llewellyn, who shared with me saying, "Jason, I hear it all the time." And basically his explanation was, you know, with pregnancy, we're feeding not just for ourselves anymore. We're feeding for two. And a lot of those nutrients go right to the placenta immediately. And what's left over might be available for mom. So a lot of times when we're going through these, morning sicknesses or these other pains and stuff, that's because a lot of our nutrients are going right to the placenta right away to feed baby as it's growing and growing strong, leaving little for mother. So that's why with these, the formulation brand that Dr. Llewellyn did for our pre and postnatal support, it provides those nutrients enough for mother and baby. So he's heard it hundreds of times.
Hey, Eric, you're cutting out again. I don't know if you need to move or stick your hand out the window or something. I don't know. Yeah, you're cutting out a little bit on your phone.
I'm sorry. See if I can move to a different spot here or something.
That's good right now. There you go. Don't move. Freeze.
I'm not going to move. So, we're you lose me then.
Oh, and you're talking about how healthy or how the vitamins go to the placenta, and the babies are, my babies are extremely healthy.
Yes. So what Dr. Llewellyn was saying, that the nutrients go right to the baby right away, and if there's anything left over, then mother gets second helpings on any nutrients that might be in that pool. And if we're already starting with a depleted pool, we can imagine how there's hardly little, if anything, left for mother after the end. So that's why when you're taking this formulation protocol from Grown by Nature with the pre- and post support with the B vitamins and all those, you're providing enough for baby and for mother at the same time. So you're not experiencing those drastic reductions in levels.
Now, not everybody's pregnant, obviously, is listening to this call, but this is an example. But this is kind of our own, everybody's situation. If you don't have what you need, the baby will deplete the mother and suck it right out of the mother's body. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so this is like you, ladies and gentlemen, whether you're pregnant or not or whatever. If you don't have the nutrients you need, your body is looking to suck it from somewhere, sucking it from your bones, sucking it from whatever reserve that you have or whatever is there. That's why you want to crave more food. You feel like you want to eat, maybe you want to eat dirt. You feel like you crave like you want to eat dirt or what have you. If you're not getting it, it's not there. So you're going to take it from your body. It doesn't matter if you're pregnant or not. Isn't that correct?
That is correct. Dr. Llewellyn also had another saying that it's basically a situation where robbing Peter to pay Paul. And the biggest example is, for example, when we ingest calcium supplements. If we're taking the pharmaceutical-grade calcium carbonate, which is basically just ground-up limestone, same ingredients found in cement, our bodies receive that into our stomach. It tells our body, hey, calcium here, but it's missing the phosphorus that's normally attached. So your body then liberates its own phosphorus from the bone, from the teeth, to try to go to attach to the calcium in the stomach. And at that point, it becomes a leaching effect. So when we're taking incomplete foods or incomplete supplements, our body has to somehow try to draw to make that complete. So it draws from the natural reserves in other tissues or wherever it might find it within our body to try to make complete. So that's why when we say we are what we eat, well, if you're eating an incomplete form of a supplement, you're only going to leave your body incomplete as well. And you might not see it right at the beginning. You don't see that your body is robbing Peter to pay Paul, but over time you're going to start seeing that things aren't going to be functioning as properly as they should be, and that's when health effects start really plaguing us. So if you keep your body with the right nutrients and you're not withdrawing from other mineral stores in your body and you're just feeding and giving your body a surplus of nutrients, your body can make do with what it needs to do along its merry way.
All right, let's talk about some of the major things people need to think about, just the average listener. What vitamins do they need to focus on? What supplements? I'm sure they start with multivitamin. That's where I would assume. But what is the person who's listening on their couch right now, how do they need to look at this and prioritize the vitamins?
In order of priorities, I would definitely say a multivitamin and mineral is always going to be your foundational. And that comes from also Dr. Llewellyn's recommendation. It gives you a little bit of everything. And at that point, if you decide or if you did some blood work or something and you know that you're low on something, at least you have that foundational to start, and then you can add in the individual nutrients. One of the other ones that definitely is a necessity is magnesium, because it's so heavily depleted in our food stores. That's one of the ones that every single one of our body cells requires magnesium. It's like the spark plug for all of our body's functions. Without magnesium, things start running down. So magnesium is definitely one of the ones to include in there, because you're not going to get as much as you need with just a multivitamin. You're going to get a little bit and a good dosage of magnesium in there, but not as much as your body would need on a daily basis. So for the average person, definitely a multivitamin and also a magnesium. And I also like the B complex, because the B complex also provides a little extra magnesium, and it also gives you the whole food vitamin C along with that B complex. So you're getting all those important nutrients, and B-complex nutrients are so important for our nervous system, for our digestion, our metabolism, hair, skin. Everything revolves around with B vitamins. And when they're not...
With the B vitamin, whenever I can tell if I take it that night, like the next morning, I'm just like a happier, more energetic person. Is there something specific in there? I don't know. It just like,
yeah, what's going on?
I can tell. Like,
what's going on? We got a bottle by the bed. I insist. Take this. If she's moody. Here, take this B vitamin.
Whatever.
It's not necessarily that it has anything that's adding in. It's just that your body is at a state where it doesn't need anything. So you're content. Your body is fine at that point. That's the way I would look at it. You know, there's not any secret ingredient in there that's, you know, for pain or anything like that. But just when your body has everything it needs, we can get along happy. It's when do we start feeling off? It's, well, you know, my back is a little sore, or this muscle's a little tighter, or my digestion's off a little bit today. So then we start thinking about that, and that sort of rolls into how our day is, and that cheer goes away. So that would be my best explanation.
A multivitamin. So the average person, you know, should they take one multivitamin a day, two, what?
Well, we recommend the first 2 weeks, especially for anyone that has not been with any Grown by Nature nutrients before, that this would be considered like the loading phase. And we liken that to if you were in an arid desert, you wouldn't want just like a little bit of a sprinkle of a rain, but you'd want like a little bit of a heavier rain to come in. So that's the loading phase, which would usually be about a 2 week period to a month, where you take two of those a day. And then after that, then you go down to a maintenance. So after you flood your body and get back to optimal, nutrient store levels, then you come back to a maintenance level with just the one a day. If I could,
what about magnesium? What about the magnesium and the B vitamin? A one a day? Same thing, load with two and then go down to one, or what?
Yes, that's the general recommendation for all of our nutrients, is the first couple of weeks that you would do a loading phase, just to sort of, because it's not going to be a danger of taking too much, because, again, since these are in their natural food form, if your body does get to the point of saturation, it can safely eliminate the rest through excretion. I'd rather have my body have just a little bit more than it needs than a little bit less than what it needs. So the first couple of weeks, that's why we suggest the loading phase, to get those nutrients in there, and then you come back to the maintenance phase. You could stay on the loading phase throughout. I know several of my customers are taking like two or three of the vitamin C a day, especially during the winter months, and magnesium. Some people are taking two or three of those a day along with their multi as well.
Talk about selenium. I am stunned by that statistic. That should be, I mean, I should say that like every other day. I should tell the audience, do you have your selenium? Do you have your whole food supplement selenium? Not the type from the big box store. Do you have it? Because tell what you said the first segment. What does that type of selenium actually do for the body?
And give it to your kids.
Well, because that's in the same exact food form that our bodies require, it doesn't create any further toxicities. As I was pointing out before, the pharmaceutical alternative to selenium, sodium selenite, has been shown that it mutates DNA cells, which could be a causation towards cancer. But let's look at the Grown by Nature side, the actual whole food form side. Our bodies require selenium. This is the selenium that your body requires. This is the same selenium that should be in your food, which is not in our food at the same levels as it once was. So here it is in the Grown by Nature bottle, providing body with that selenium. And Dr. Wellen was involved with some research where they were studying with cancer patients, and by reintroducing just selenium back to these people's diets in the proper whole food form, they cut cancer rates by more than 50% with that group that they were studying in.
And, all right, stop. Pause right there. Pause right there.
Yep.
A lot of times interviews, you know, people go along, information. I do not want this to go. Ladies and gentlemen, I think it's the second leading cause of death. Actually, it's the third leading cause of death in America, because number one is abortions. Abortion is the number one cause of death in America. Two is heart disease. Three is cancer. Four is death by doctor, some kind of medical mistake. Okay. The third leading cause of death in America is cancer. You're telling me that this type of selenium, if you properly take, you take adequate supplies, your body gets flooded with it, and you have the adequate supplies, it is proven, scientifically proven, that the risk of cancer goes down by over 50%. Is that true?
That's what I'm told. I am the messenger. I was not actively participating in that study, but Dr. Llewellyn, unfortunately, wasn't able to be part of this thing, but he was, and he can provide chapter and verse for the verification of that. Yeah.
Now, is it true, didn't we say one time or something, this went to court because people were claiming this and they won in court because they proved that they could have that claim? Isn't that true, or am I misremembering?
No, that's actually in 1993. There was a big named pharmaceutical company, which I'm not supposed to mention, just because it was actually settled out of court. And what happened was they tried to stop our nutrient manufacturer from making these claims that they were finding in their research studies. And the claims that we are able to make is that these nutrients are, in fact, better than UST, which is the United States Pharmacopeia grade nutrient. That's more than 99%. So we are allowed to stamp and say we are better than them. We are better absorbed, retained, and utilized within the body. That's another claim we can make. We can also say that this is not just a physiochemical, this is not just a simple mixture, but these nutrients underwent a physiochemical growth change. And let me just point that out real quick. What that means is there's other companies out there that claim that they're a whole food company. What they're doing is they're mixing in a little bit of whole food powders, some pear powders or some other type of apricot powders or whatever it is. They're putting in a little bit of food powder, and then they mix in a bunch of the chemicals so they can put on their label that they have 100% of this RDA, 100% of that, or 50%. So they add in the chemicals so they can put on that claim. What the court ruling was saying that ours was not just a simple mixture, but it was actual a grown product, that these nutrients were in fact part of a whole complex, that they were not just simple mixtures. Because when we ingest those mixtures, our body will say, oh, well, here's some fruit powder, and then what's this chemical? Get rid of that. We don't want any part of that. Grown by nature, it's already in that complete form. So with that court ruling, they had five FDA scientists that were reviewing all this stuff, and they actually came to the point and they said that, yes, these claims are permissible, that you can say these claims, that these have been shown and proven before us, and they settled out of court before it became real news, because here's this multi-billion dollar company trying to take on a couple million dollar company, and they lost. So they settled out of court with that.
Wow. These are the best. When people tell you things are the best, these are the best. Ladies and gentlemen, these are the best. If you are not getting your vitamins and nutrients with these products, then where are you getting them? Because you're not getting them at the grocery store. Even organic is better. It's been proven. Organic and different, you can make some better choices at the grocery store. And it is better. It is still not sufficient. Where are you getting the complete nutrition you need for optimal performance or your body? Where are you getting the selenium so that you can lower the risk of cancer by 50%? Everybody who's listening, everybody. There's not one person who is listening that shouldn't have a bottle of selenium. And how much of that selenium should they take a day? One, two, what? Or same thing. Low two and then one. What?
Low two, come back to one.
Everybody who is listening, I don't know what to tell you. Everybody who is listening should buy one selenium bottle and be taking it every day. It lowers your risk of cancer death by more than 50%. What more do I need to say? You got the multivitamins, the B complex, the magnesium. We didn't mention vitamin D, especially with all the flu and stuff, I think is essential. Vitamin D, we just got 2 or 3 minutes. Vitamin D, talk about that, please.
D as in David, you're saying?
D as in David. D as in dog. Yes.
Okay. Yep. Vitamin D. The alternative is synthetic. You'll see it listed as cholecalciferol. Usually it's coming from irradiated animal fat, such as cattle brains or spinal cords, or it's solvently extracted, extracted from lanolin, which is pressed sheeple grease. And that's where the pharmaceutical grade comes from. And that's actually, if you look at how that's classified in the European Union, they have classifications for workforce exposure. They have to wear masks around the material. They have to very slight exposure. They can't even be around that material for so long. But they're putting it into capsules. They're shipping it off here to the USA, and we're putting it into our bodies, and we're thinking that it's healthy. No, wrong. Vitamin D3 as cholecalciferol in synthetic form is toxic to the body. Vitamin D that's found with Grow My Nature, again, it's the same exact vitamin D that would be found in your eggs, that would be found in other types of fruits and vegetables upon this earth.
And zinc.
And zinc, how important is the zinc?
Well, zinc has been made quite an impression throughout the market over the last few weeks as people were, over the past few months, if not a year or so, teams that were coming on to this COVID thing, but that's when it first came out. They were saying that make sure you get your zinc. They were saying that it helps to ward off any of the symptoms and possible invading pathogens. So zinc is extremely important for our immune system. It is a mineral, but it is also works like as an antioxidant mineral.
I told a story about my aunt. She had some zinc. She had some D. She had some oregano. She had a few products, but the zinc and the D she had. Some power silver. She got COVID way bad or whatever that is. She got sick really bad. That's all she had. You have to have these products before you need them. That's what I'm telling everybody. Because if my aunt would not have had them, she would have been in the hospital. And one of her clients went to the hospital and within 48 hours was dead. On the ventilator, the whole thing. They gave him antibiotics, blah, blah, blah. You know the story. These vitamins, Grown by Nature, I think there's a very good chance, in my opinion, they saved my aunt's life.
Stock up.
Yeah, stock up, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, I don't know what else to tell you. So, there you go. It's been great as always. Jason, stay there. It's been great to have you on as always. Tristan, thank you so much for joining us today.
Pleasure.
Okay. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, I'm offering to pay for somebody's homeschool. So, call tomorrow. Tell me your situation. I'll pay for somebody. You got 7 months. Next year, get your children out of school. I will pay for it. That's how serious I am about this, how important this is. God bless you. Happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intends you. We'll see you tomorrow. Stay there, Jason.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.